Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Top of 5 with us this morning from Florida National University. Returning to us, Rachel Turgeman. Rachel, good to see you again. How are you today?
It's great to be here. Thank you, Rodney.
Human trafficking is a major problem in Miami-Dade County. A lot of children are exploited. I got our radio station and our company to go along with you, as well as State Attorney Catherine Fernandez Rundle. And you have an event happening this Friday. It's a walk about human trafficking awareness.
Yes, we do, Rodney. Friday, January 29th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, Florida National University, our president, Dr. Maria Cristina Regato, has teamed up with the Honorable State Attorney, as you said, Catherine Fernandez Rundle, to do a major walk. It's an awareness walk against human trafficking, Rodney. This is an atrocity, what's going on with these criminals.
Rachel, I know that you're very, very passionate about these crimes committed against our children. So briefly describe what human trafficking is.
Basically, when you're talking about human trafficking, you're talking about commercial gain in different areas. It could be sexual exploitation, labor exploitation, or even organ exploitation.
And we have all three in our community with the labor exploitation. People are often forced to work on farms, a modern-day form of slavery, organs, kidneys, different things like that. It's an underground industry in Miami-Dade County, and of course, sexual exploitation of children.
The bottom line here, Ronnie, is that these pimps, these criminals, the Johns who are buying sex, they have to stop. They are luring our schools, try to pick up and trick our children in the malls, at restaurants. People are looking for jobs. Good, altruistic people are looking for jobs. And what happens is that these criminals, these pimps, they trick them, and when they go for the job, they're getting stuck doing something else, and there's no way out of it, Rodney. It is modern-day slavery.
This walk against human trafficking takes place Friday at what location?
At the university, Florida National University, 4425 West 20th Avenue in Hialeah.
And give us a contact number for those that like to participate in this walk.
It's 786-281-1000. I want everybody, you have thousands of listeners, Rodney, and I want to thank you for helping us get the word out on Stop Human Trafficking. 786-281-1000. 786-281-1000. As you know, this is horrible. 1 in 3 children in middle schools, Ronnie, being approached by these traffickers. And if that's not even bad, 1 in 9 high schoolers are going to be approached by these traffickers. We have to get together in a concerted effort and say no. There's a whole bunch of organizations involved with us. The Dade County Police Association, the Women's Fund, and the list is exhaustive. The Public Defender's Office, who has gotten together with Florida National University and the State Attorney's Office, Catherine Fernandez Rundle.
January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and there's a walk to combat human trafficking with us from Florida National University, Rachel Turgeman. Much success on Friday, and we'll have people from Hot 105 and all our radio stations there. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronnie. We appreciate you.